One thing that has been very striking to me in recent years is that despite all the medical advances and all the application of scientific principles to modern medicine, there seems to be increasing controversy about what is the right thing to do, even about your most common conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the need for vitamins like vitamin D, screening for cancer with mammograms and PSA. And the controversy is very public. Why are these experts all disagreeing, and why isn't there a clear right answer? And what do patients do? How do they make their decisions in the face of all this kind of controversy?
It's almost like we're constantly navigating, okay, today I'm supposed to drink 3 cups of coffee so I can avoid Alzheimer's, but I want to make sure I'm drinking 2 cups of wine to make sure that's good for my heart.
Exactly. And the recommendations change because this week coffee is good, but maybe next week it won't be good anymore.
How do we navigate that?
Well, that's exactly the question that we wanted to address, because it was a very difficult question for us as physicians to tell our patients what to do. They would come in with all these conflicting recommendations, and also thinking of ourselves as patients, what is the right thing to do? So we looked at classical decision-making that was in the medical literature, but it turned out not to be particularly helpful to us. So we decided to do field research by asking patients how they made their decisions. We just went out there and all across the country, patients of different socioeconomic status, different kinds of medical conditions and so on, we just asked them about their stories, what condition they had and how they made their decisions about what to do. And based on this, we came up with a different way to make the best decision that would be personal, best for you.
And what is that? What is that method?
What we found is that people have different mindsets that affect the way they value risk and benefit. Understanding how you assess risk and benefit can help you make that decision that's right for you, because in the end, every recommendation that's given to you has a subjective element that's based on how you value risk and benefit. So we found different mindsets, kind of a spectrum of mindsets. So first of all, we found people who were maximalists, who wanted to do everything they possibly could to address their medical condition. On the other end, we found people who were minimalists, who basically wanted to do the minimum and, you know, as little as possible when dealing with medical problems and their health. There was another spectrum. We found people who had a technology orientation. They wanted the latest, greatest medical breakthroughs. On the other end of that spectrum was a naturalism orientation. People who look to natural means like meditation or herbal supplements to handle their medical problems. And then finally, our third spectrum was, we call it believer and doubter. So believers, once they decided what path they were going to use to address their medical problem, they were ready to go for it without any problem. But the doubters were always worried about the unintended consequences, the side effects. And you can mix and match these. For example, you can be a maximalist with a naturalism orientation and want lots and lots of supplements, or you can be a minimalist where you don't like to take any medicine at all, but if you have to take something, it has to be natural, for example. And we found that these mindsets applied not only to patients, but to the experts. In many ways, it accounted for why we have these differing recommendations.
Which makes for kind of a bewildering landscape for the consumer, or the patient maybe is a better way of saying it.
Yes, I hate that word, consumer.
Not only am I trying to figure out what I want and where my psychological place is, but also where my doctor or specialist.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we often talk as physicians about being very cognizant of what the patient's preferences is and what their mindset is. But what patients don't often realize is that the doctor and the expert has these mindsets too. And it very much can influence the advice they give you.
Well, Dr. Hartzband, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
It's my pleasure.